Yes.
Good morning, Oboisai. What a privilege it is to yet again have the opportunity to share with you a few Divrei Torah this pleasant morning. Just before I start with the topic of spacing out during dreaming during Shmoneh Esrei, I would just like to share a couple of minutes of thoughts which I've had over the recent period of time that we're going through. The beauty that has come from these challenging times, spending times with our children, with our elders, and seeing the good in people. The opportunity to practice Savlonus, patience. Sevel means to carry, to bear. The Apostle tells us with regards to one of the few things that we're told about Moshe Rabbeinu before he becomes a leader is that he saw and he shared the pain of Klal Yisrael. Rashi tells us on Besiv Loisom, Nosam Eino Velibo Elios Metzer Aleihem. He placed his eyes and his heart to share their burden with them. And that's what Sevel means, to carry the burden. Carrying the burden means to practice patience, especially with family members. We're used to so many distractions, especially at the home, there can be many triggers to work on our middos. And yet we're trying hard. We're davening, we're learning, and we're looking at the good of Klal Yisrael and the good of humanity. And this, despite the challenging time, enables us to see Mika Ancho Yisrael, and we're also able to see the beauty in the whole of humanity. And we've had plenty of opportunities to work on ourselves. Yeah? Things, perhaps we pay attention now to things which we don't normally pay attention. We're learning to give the benefit of the doubt. When we see things which are not to our liking, we ask ourselves, who is bringing this? Who is running the show? Can I change the situation? If not, then what's Hashem's will for me? How do I deal with the situation? And let us remember that if we slip, we get angry, we get impatient, etc., etc. Go easy on ourselves. We're only human beings after all. I just want to share just something really, really small which happened to me yesterday. I've been having chest pains, somewhat severe, and I decided after a while to call Hatzolah. They came around, and Baruch Hashem, I'm doing well. But the love they shared and the humor, and they took me to the hospital, and Baruch Hashem, there's no heart problems at all. And it's just amazing the love that I experienced in just those couple of hours from both the Hatzolah members and in the hospital. And it just teaches us not to see to see the positive in human beings, to see how they really want to help. It's so easy to focus on the negative, but it's a real avoider to focus on the positive. And I feel these times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making it easier for us to focus on the positive. I just want to share with you, just before we start the Dvar Halacha, the acceptance prayer. Just remembering when the things don't go our way, when people are annoying us, this acceptance prayer has been used by many and has helped me in my personal life. And it goes, this is it. And acceptance is the answer to all my problems today. When I am disturbed, it is because I find some person, place, thing, or situation, some fact of my life unacceptable to me. And I can find no serenity until I accept that person, place, thing, or situation as being exactly the way it is supposed to be at this moment. Nothing, absolutely nothing, happens in Hashem's world by mistake. Unless I accept life completely on life's terms, I cannot be happy. I need to concentrate not so much on what needs to be changed in the world as in what needs to be changed in me and my attitudes. So today I'd like to speak about, in a few remaining, the 20 minutes which is remaining, I'd like to speak about dreaming in tefillah. Many of us, and most of us, the vast majority of us are davening b'yichidus, and tefillah, at the best of times, it's a challenging feat to to accomplish properly. But certainly in these times when we're inside, we haven't got the extra chizuk of a tzibur and the change of getting out of our houses, it makes tefillah even more difficult. And again, we must remember to go easy on ourselves. Progress, not perfection. So the question is, what happens if a person is davening Shmoneh Esrei and he is in cloud nine? He's completely spaced out. He's no idea where he's holding. And he finally lands back on planet Earth and he wants to know where he should continue from. He has no idea whether he's up to Hashiva Shevteinu Kavarishoina or whether he's up to Shema Koileinu, etc. He now wants to know where he should go back to. So the question is, do we say, and this is how it's connected to my introduction, do we say Sabal? Sabal is Rosh Etevois, Sofek Brochas Lahokel. Sofek brachas lehakel means, if in doubt, leave it out. Apart from Birkas Hamozen and Birkas HaTorah, if a person doesn't have, he doesn't remember whether he has davened or he's done Birkas Hamozen. A person ate to his satisfaction and he cannot remember whether he benched. The halacha is he has to bench again. Why? Because Birkas Hamozen is min HaTorah. And therefore, Sofek Doraisa Lachmi, you have to bench again. All four brachas. However, similarly, if a person doesn't remember if he said Birkas HaTorah, he has to say Birkas HaTorah again, because most Rishonim hold that Birkas HaTorah is Min HaTorah. However, he only needs to say the middle bracha. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Bo Chabonu Mikolam Yinasanon Vestoyrasoi. Only those two brachas are minatayra. All other brachas, Birkas, the bracha rishona, hamoitzi, shehakol, and bracha achroina, boya nefoshes, etc. All those brachas are midrabonon. And therefore, if a person has a sofek, whether he's made those brachas, if he has a sofek, whether he made those brachas, he does not repeat them. Why? Because of this klal, Sofek brachas lahakil. Since brachas are midrabanan and a bracha levatola is asur, therefore we say sofek brachas lahakil, which is Rosh Tevas Sabal. If in doubt, leave it out. So the question is here, is a person is in Shmona Esre, chiyuv of tefillah, although the basic chiyuv of tefillah, we're passing like the Rambam, it's Minat Torah. There's a chiyuv to daven once a day, once in every 24-hour period. However, Minat Torah, there's all that is required to fulfill the mitzvah Minat Torah is a shvach, a praise, a bakosha, a request of Hashem, and to finish off with the shvach or with a thank you. So therefore, that's the basic form of tefillah. The Shmona Esra, which we have, is a chiyuv midrabanon. Is a chiyuv midrabanan, because min haTorah, all I need is one shvach, one request, and one hoidah, a thank you at the end. Just like a person comes to the king, and before he makes his petition, he praises the king. He then makes his petition, and then before he leaves, he departs from the king, he says a thank you. So what does he do now in the middle of Shmona Esrei? Does he repeat the bracha which he might have said, or does he not repeat the bracha? Does he go from the bracha? Does he continue from the bracha which he knows?
Well, no, I haven't tried yet.
He for sure hasn't said. Okay, so the Chaya Odom says the following.
And you'll be also be infected. Anyway, yeah. Anyway, sure. No.
Somebody's got their phone.
I have put on your screen the Mari Mokoimas for this.
Aye.
On number, in Ois Aleph, we have the Chaya Odom.
You can hear
Chaya Odom writes the following. Somebody who's daydreaming in his tefillah. Or for another reason.
Okay.
If, for instance, he goes on a tzola call in the middle of Shemona Esra, and then in the middle of Atzola, he realizes somebody else has taken the call, and he comes back to his place, but he comes back to his davening place, and he has no idea what he's up to. Right. He doesn't know where in Shemona Esra he's holding. So says the Chai Adam the following. In Begimel Rishonos, if he knows he was up to the first three brachas, he was within the first three brachas, then Choyzel Roish HaTfilah. All I know is I was in one of the first three brachas, but I don't know whether I'm up to Mogen Avraham, or whether I'm up to Ato Gibor or Ato Kodesh. Then if you are in doubt, you go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. If you know that you were up to the last three, one of the last three brachas, that means either Ritzei, Moedim, or Sim Sholem, then you go back to Ritzei. Right? Why? The Gimel Rishonos, the Gimel Achronos, Nechshovos ke bracha achas, because the first three brachas and the last three brachas are like one. In other words, if I made a mistake in any of the three brachas, if I instead of Mechaya Meisim, I finished that bracha, Ato Gibor, and instead of saying, Ato Yois Meisim, I said, Baruch Ato Hashem Choinen Adas, then it's not sufficient to go back to Ato Gibor. I have to go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei. Why? Because all the three brachas are like one. You make a mistake in one, you have to go back to the beginning of the three brachas. So that's move on. So therefore, if I'm in a doubt, I don't know whether I said I'm up to bracha number two, Ato Gibor, or Ato Kodosh. All I remember is that I said Ato, but I do remember I'm somewhere in the first three brachas. Then I cannot go back to Ato Gibor. Why? Because if I said, Ato Gibor, and what really happened is I finished Mechaya Meisim and then started Ato Kodosh, then by going back to Ato Gibor and repeating the second bracha, then that bracha which I've made already, the Mechaya Meisim which I've already made, has been a hefsek between the first bracha, Mogen Avraham, and the third bracha, Ato Kodosh. So therefore, if you are in doubt where you are in the first three brachas, you must go back to the beginning, because it's the only way of ensuring that I haven't made the bracha lebatola. Similarly, with the last three brachas, I don't know if I'm up to Ritzei or Moedim. Right? Or Sim Sholem. Let's say, I don't know if I'm in the middle of Moedim or Sim Sholem. Then, we don't say, go back to Moedim, and then you're okay, because if I didn't say Moedim, well, that's where I'm up to. And if I did say Moedim, so what's the big deal? I'm just repeating Moedim. No, that's not okay. Because if you did say Moedim, and now you're repeating Moedim again, then your Moedim, your first Moedim, which you are not being yoitzev with, is constituting as a hefsek between the Ritzei and Sim Sholem. And therefore, if I'm in a doubt, I need to go back to the beginning. However, says the Chai Adam, if I am in a Sofik in any of the middle brachas, that means from Ata Choinen till Shema Koileinu, I don't know where I'm up to, says the Mogen Avraham, Avalim Oimed Ben Tzoyes, Nir Elid, Maschil Mi Brocha Sheyodea Bevadai Sheloi Omro. Then you only continue from a bracha which you know for sure you haven't said. That means, let's say, Ato Gibor, Ato Choinen Adan Das, I'm not sure if I'm up to Ato Choinen, or up to Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sera Secha, then, could it be that I said Ato Choinen? Don't repeat that bracha. Why? Because I could have said it. And therefore, you can, did I say Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sera Secha? If I know for sure I said it, I continue I continue from the bracha afterward. But even if I don't know whether I said Ashivenu Avinu Sora Secha, I don't repeat any bracha which I might have said. That's what the Chai Odom says. So the Chai Odom says, in the first three brachas, or the last three brachas, if you're in a Sofek, you go back to the beginning. But in the middle brachas, any bracha which you are mesupak, whether you've said or not, do not repeat. Why? This is because of the klal. The klal that we have, Sofek brachas lahakel. That means, if I already said, atochainen, and I'm going now and saying, let's be on the safe side, I'm going to repeat the atochainen, then if I had already said atochainen, I am risking a bracha lebatola. And since the brachas are not min ha-Torah, the bracha of Shemona Esrei is not min ha-Torah, I use the normal klal of Sofek brachas lehakel. So what's the difference between the middle 13 and the first three and the last three? Surely the first three and the last three are also midrabanan. Why don't we make the same argument of Sofek brachas lehakel? If I don't know where I'm up to, let's take the lenient view. And the answer is, because I'm now in one of the middle three brachas, I don't know whether I said atogiboy. So I don't know whether I said atogiboy or I'm up to atokodesh. If I say, you know what, I'm just going to presume that I said atogiboy and I'm going to continue atokodesh, then alatzad, if what really happened is I didn't say atogiboy, then my bracha now is a bracha levatala. You cannot say the first three brachas, it's all or nothing. That means if you just go from Magen Avraham and you skip to Ato Kodesh, you're not Yoytze. Both those brachas are brachas levatala. Therefore, you cannot argue that Sofek brachas lehakel would require me not to repeat a bracha which I might have made. No, because why do I not repeat a bracha which I might have made? Because I need to err on the side of caution in order not to make a bracha levatola. But here, if you had skipped out a bracha, you will be making a bracha levatola by continuing. And that's why we do not apply Sofek brachas lehakel to the first three brachas and the last three brachas. However, in the middle 13, going back to our scenario, I don't know whether I said atochainen le'odom das or I'm up to Ashivenu Avinu L'Sora Secha. So the Chai Adam seems to hold, even if you didn't say Atochainen, even if you said your Shmona Esrei constituted of the first three brachas, up to Akel HaKodesh, and then I continued to Ashivenu Avinu L'Sora Secha, Bekavenu Akenu L'Avida Secha, it's not the end of the world. Yeah, that bracha, that means skipping out atochainen does not render the next bracha bracha levatola. That seems to be the argument. In other words, as long as I've got one bracha in the middle, then even though I skipped out the other brachas, right? So let's say I don't know where I'm up to. I know for sure I didn't say Shema Koleinu. That for sure I know I didn't say. So then according to the Chai Adam, I go from Shema Koleinu. Where's my Shmoneh Esrei? My Shmoneh Esrei, I've got basic Shmoneh Esrei. I've got the beginning, first three brachas. I've got Shema Koleinu, and I've got the end, the last three brachas. That's the argument of the Chai Odom. Now, the big question on that is, the halacha is, not like that. If a person missed out any of the middle 13 brachas, a person is not Yoytze Shmoneh Esrei. If a person said Hakel HaKodesh, and then he skipped to Ashivenu Avinu L'Sora Secha, he is not Yoytze Shmoneh Esrei. Moreover, even more than that, if a person made a mistake in any of the brachas, any of the middle 13 brachas, not only if he's completely skipped out that bracha, does he need to repeat Shmoneh Esrei, but even the order of the middle 13 brachas is me'akev. And that is, in other words, they must be said in the right order. If a person said, Hashivenu Avinu L'Sora Secha, and he realized, Wow, I forgot Atachoyne Le'odom Das. It's not okay to finish off Haroitza B'tshuva, and then I'll go back to Atachoyne, and then continue Slach Lanu. You can't do that. You have to do the middle 13 in the right order. And therefore, if a person skipped out to Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sorasecha, he must go back to Atachoyne Le'odom Das and repeat Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sorasecha. That is why if a person makes a mistake in Borech Aleinu and he says the same Talumotor in the summer, or he missed out the same Brocha, the same Talumotor in the summer, or he missed out the same Talumotor in the winter. In the case, let's say he said the same Talumotor in the summer, it's not enough just to go back to Borech Aleinu, start that Brocha again, and then continue from where he was holding. Let's say he's by Ala Tzadikim, and he realized I said the same Talumotor. It's not enough. Okay, I'm going to fix Borech Aleinu, finish up Borech Atashem and Borech Hashanim, and then I'll continue Ala Tzadikim and Ala Chassidim. No, it's not sufficient. You need to say all the Brochas in the right order. If so, this being the case, so we see the 13 brachas are one entity. That means just like the first three brachas and the last three brachas are one entity. And if you make a mistake in one, you have spoilt all three. Similarly, with the middle 13, you make a mistake in one, you can't say, okay, but I've got the basic Shmoneh Esrei. No, they're me'akev. You miss out one, you're not Yoytze with Shmoneh Esrei. L'chaira, it would seem that if I'm not Yoytze Shmoneh Esrei, it's then going to be a Brocha Levatola. Right? So to say a Shmoneh Esrei with just one of the Brochas, just with Shema Kaleinu, just with Atachoinen, is a Brocha Levatola. So how can the Chaya Odom suggest that if in doubt, leave it out, don't say a Brocha which you might have said? No! If I didn't make that bracha and I'm continuing the next bracha, I am causing the next bracha to be a bracha levatola. This is a kasha of many achroinim on the Chaya Odom. In answer to the Chaya Odom, that even though I'm not yoytze shmona esre, by if I skip out one of those brachas, even although I am not yoytze shmona esre, and I need to daven again, nevertheless, that does not necessarily mean that I've made a bracha levatola. Because as we've said, the basic form of tefillah is a bakosha, a shvach, a praise, a bakosha, and a thank you at the end. As long as I've got that basic surah, then even though I've not been yoytze with it, and here's the paradox, I've got a shmona esra here, which I've not been yoytze with, but nevertheless, it doesn't necessarily mean it's a bracha levatola. Similarly, there are some such similar concept. The halacha is a person is not yoytze if he didn't have kavona with Magen Avraham, with the first bracha, if he wasn't mechavin, the pirush hamilim, the explanation of the words. But nevertheless, the halacha is because we're not proficient in having kavona today, so the Ramah says we do not repeat Shmona Esrei. So the question is, how can you continue Shmona Esrei when you know you've not been yoytze because you didn't have kavona in the first bracha? The answer is, yes, I might have not been yoytze, but nevertheless, it doesn't mean it's a bracha levatol. That's the argument of the Magen Avraham. But most achroinim hold not like the Magen Avraham. Most achroinim, and they base themselves on the Yerushalmi, and it's already brought down in Yerushalmi, that if a person is dreaming in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei and he doesn't know which bracha he's up to, he goes back to the bracha which he doesn't know which he said or not, right? And therefore, if he doesn't know, did I say Atachoinen? Did I say Hashiveinu Avinu? I'm up to Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sorasecha. You go back to Atachoinen. I might have said it. The halacha is in Shmoneh Esrei, not like regular brachas. Even the bracha which you might have said, you repeat it. And the one I would just like to finish off with 1 minute, the proof for this halacha. The proof in this halacha, prove, that means the raya, the proof against the Chaya Odom, is the Yushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that the halacha is in Shmoneh Esre, in Kriyashma, if you don't know if you're up to Uchsavtom al Mezuzah is Beisecha or Visharecha, you don't know if you're up to the first chapter or up to the second chapter, then you continue from the first perek. Uchsavtom, and you repeat Vayayim Shamayim Tishmu'u, because you might have not said it. However, if a person doesn't know where he is, but he hears himself saying, Leman Yirbu Yamechem V'nei V'neichem, then he can presume that he'd already said it, and he said it like it's meant to be said. The Yerushalmi says similarly with tefillah. If a person's davening, and in the middle, he realized that he was completely dreaming, he wasn't concentrating on what he's saying, but he hears his mouth saying, Shema Koleinu. The halacha is, says Yerushalmi, it's okay. You can presume you said everything as it's meant to be said, because the chazaka is given. If your mouth said it, you can presume that you said everything up to then. So you see from there, the only reason why you don't have to repeat any of those brachas is that you can presume that since your mouth is already up to Shema Koleinu, you can presume it was already, you said everything like it's meant to be said. But if it was a genuine suffix, if it was a genuine doubt, you would need to repeat the brachas which you might have said. And that is the final halacha. And I get tremendous chizuk from in Orchas Rabbeinu of the Chazanish, and the Hanogos of the Chazanish and the Stipler. It brings that Reb Chaim was spacing out, Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Sora Torah was spacing out during Shmoneh Esre, and he didn't know where he was up to. And he went afterwards to ask the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish told him, you have to go back to and repeat any bracha which you might not have said, you have to repeat it. That means not like the Chai Adam. And that is the final halacha which is agreed by the Achroinim, not like the Chai Adam, that if a person is in Shmoneh Esre, and if he's in the first three or the last three, then he needs to go back to the beginning. In the first three, he needs to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esre. In the last three, he needs to go back to Retzeh, if he can't remember where he's up to. And in the middle 13, he goes back, and he goes back. Any bracha that he might not have said, he repeats that. He continues from the bracha, which he knows for sure he said, and he continues from the bracha after that. Thank you very much, everybody, for listening. I'm wishing you a very good week.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
No more scares. Just the thought of doing a start the day drosha can cause you chest pains is very worrying.
Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you very much. Also, very nice to see that we've got somebody from Eretz Yisrael joining us. It's very, very good for us.
Yeah, I think that's my parents, no?
It's a pleasure. Yes.
Well, you should join every morning. There's a shia every morning. Not as good as from your son, but very good ones.
Square from Emmanuel. Really good. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Thank you, MD. Thank you for the privilege. Yeah. Anytime.
Like the good old days.
But wait, did you say my camera was not focused on me?
No.
It was like this. Now it's a... We saw your forehead and your eyes and your nose.
Because you were looking down.
Sorry, my apologies.
No, we saw most of your body we saw, and most of your face we saw, it's fine.
Hold up, bye-bye.
I think the other thing is, Rabbi Danan, I just had a thought that, you know, when you share the screen, which is the first, I think we've not had that before, which is very good, when you finish with sharing the screen, it's probably as well just to remove it.
Right.
Because then the rest of the picture is, you know...
Thank you. Feedback is really important. Thank you.
Very, very good, anyhow.
Let's go.